Welcome back to the Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful. And today is the final clip of Gabe Strom's interview. I actually said the last one was, but this one I really wanted to make sure that everybody really listened to. And what it focuses on is what Gabe would do if he started over, how he would build his list, and also how really focusing in and targeting in on who your client is, how that makes such a big difference for your business. Because I notice a lot lately with my current clients is they don't really know who their client is. So it's been difficult for them over the years to really expand and grow their business as fast as they want to. And so I really want you to pay attention to this clip with Gabe. He's phenomenal at what he talks about. And again, if you want to learn how to broadcast your message and how to really focus in on those laser targeted leads and how to bring them into your business through the power of podcasting and reach an affluent market, head over to chrisgilbertson.com, download my ebook that shares with you why now is the right time to podcast. And this pairs up exactly with everything that Gabe has been talking about with the social media trends that are happening going forward. So here we go into Gabe telling you exactly how he would build his list starting from zero today.
How did you master the online marketing process? I mean, where did you start specifically?
How do you master online marketing? That's a good question. I think I'm still working on mastering online marketing. One thing I would say when you're starting off, though, and this is what I walk any client that I work with, I've got a specific process called the backwards blueprint. And I think before you start getting all excited about sexy media and talking about Facebook or pay-per-click or whatever, any kind of marketing medium, I think it's always important to start with who is your ideal average perfect client. And once we have an idea of who this person is, and it's a little more detailed than just who is this person, you know, write them on a piece of paper. You really want to get clear on, what age are they, what demographics, what are they like, what's their biggest problem right now. Mm-hmm. And if you can start with that framework and really dive into what is the biggest challenge of your ideal perfect prospect and how can you help them, that's really the place that you want to start to look at. Okay, now if we understand who this person is, let's go find out where they're at and what their internet patterns are like. You know, a lot of businesses that we do marketing in, social media is not the best fit for them. And I think there's a lot of social media experts out there who think that social media is the fix for everything, and I would totally disagree with that. So depending on what your business is, it may or may not be a good fit, but getting clear on who that perfect customer is, where are they at, and then now let's go find them. You know, if you're in a B2B, for example, I just got a call earlier this week from a group that wants to do some consulting, and they're purely in the B2B space. And so, for them, a Twitter strategy is not going to be as effective as a LinkedIn strategy, for example. So getting clear on who that person is and then building a marketing mix around that, I believe, is the key to really not wasting your time, which is can be the downside to social media. I think a lot of people get sucked into that trap. So
that's phenomenal. And so, you know, really you're saying specific strategies in social media are for specific types of businesses. So just knowing where your client is and really just taking the time to think about it and then go with those right strategies. So if you were to start over today and, you know, create your list from scratch, I mean, this is kind of one of the ideas that you started one of your products on. What would you do today as an information marketer?
That is a great question, Chris. I am so glad you asked that question. I love asking that question when I do interviews too, because I believe there's a common theme that we can pay attention to. Success leaves clues. I'll make this really simple. If you are, you know, listening to this podcast and you're paying attention to the show to get tips from experts, the simplest model, and Chris and I were just talking about this before we jumped on this interview, that has worked from day one and still works today like crazy is webinars. So if I were starting over from scratch today, I had no list, I had no product. In fact, I have a training that's called that for that very reason. I would start with webinars. I wouldn't the very simple strategy that I would employ is I would buy traffic, probably Facebook traffic if I was just starting off, into a webinar registration page. I would have a webinar probably 5 days to 7 days out. I would build for it with paid traffic, and I would have a virtual event. I mean, the things that have always been successful for us and have brought in heaps of clients is anytime we are live in front of a room, so any kind of public speaking engagements, always been ultra successful. And the best alternative to that live experience that you can duplicate on the internet is having some kind of an event. I say webinars, if you really want a kind of a baby step between that, you could easily do a teleseminar, which is about the same thing minus the visual elements. But the reason those work, and if you, I think a lot of internet marketers complicate this internet marketing game, and they try and sell you this product and this product, and it causes a real disservice to our community, because I think a lot of people are confused and overwhelmed. And if you really boil it down, event-based marketing works better than probably anything else, because of the mere psychology that people know, okay, there's a webinar going on, I'm going to learn X amount, it's going to benefit me, and your prospect enters that environment in a captive state. If they're just watching your videos or they come across your blog, you know, most people are in that surfing mentality, that internet surfing, and they're probably not going to stick around. You're probably not going to get their attention. And if you can't keep their attention long enough to prove why your products and services will help them and prove why the value is there for them to purchase them, they're not going to buy and you're not going to have a business. So one of the best combats that we've found, and again, I'm peeling back the curtain of, you know, what's worked for us from day one, webinars built our first 1,000-person list. We used them to make our first $70,000 our first year that we were selling digital products online using this exact strategy. And today when we release new products, we do the same thing again. So, you know, if you wonder, a lot of people that are doing them, it's because they work. So that's what I would suggest starting off, and it'll help you to really dial in your sales message and you can get real-time feedback. One of the strategies, I'll give you another little tip. This is probably my best advice if you're starting off on these webinars or you don't have a product yet or you don't have a list, is most people do it backwards. Most people say, okay, I don't have a product, I don't have anything to sell, so I'm going to go spend a month, 3 months. I've seen people spend 6 months. I've consulted with clients who've been sitting on an idea for over a year and they haven't created the product. So the mistake is, don't make the product first. That's the mistake that I think a lot of people get sucked in. Spend all your time. You don't even know if it's going to sell yet. Before you make that product, make a webinar presentation. And we've actually got a formula that draws this out in my webinar launchpad product that we've worked on for this year. Make the webinar presentation. Do the webinar. If you sell product, then go deliver the training. Only at that point that you make sales, you know the idea that you had in your mind, you've proved it in real life, you get real-time feedback. This isn't a survey you're sending out, people pulling out their credit card, saying, voting with their money, saying, yes, I like your idea, I will invest in that, I want to be a part of this. And then as soon as you have that first batch of customers, you can go in and deliver that. And the delivery secret for your product, believe it or not, is webinars. So if you're just getting started and you don't have a product, you could easily deliver those over, you know, it could be a 4-part follow-up training. We've done 6-week trainings, 8-week trainings, depending on the price point. But that'll be your base. And from that, then, you can go back in and there's a refining process. Now that you've proven the market, you've made money, kind of got that under your belt, you've overcome that first hurdle, your mindset will shift a little bit, you'll start believing, hey, this is possible, I could see how I could, you know, make more money, you'll start running numbers in your head, okay, how many webinars do I have to do to quit my job, that kind of stuff, and at that point, you can go back in and refine your product and really make a rock star quality product that you can rely on for years. But that that would be that's a big, big tip. I wish someone would have told me that when I started, to save me a bunch of hours from studying the Gurus courses. But nonetheless, here we are. So,
well, I just want to thank Gabe again for coming on the show with this phenomenal interview. That last portion that he was just talking about, I truly hope you take to heart, because this happens all the time and I am totally guilty of it. You know, spending so much time trying to create something and make it perfect, and so it's just going to be exactly what the market wants. And then to come to find out, you know, maybe people don't want it. It's really not what